Next up, how to fend off a killer asteroid. Hollywood's been working on it for a while now.
Here's what we're going to do. I want every strategy we've got on near-Earth object collision, okay? Any ideas, any programs, anything you've sketched on a pizza box or a cocktail napkin? For 30 years, I questioned the need for NASA. Today, we're going to give them the answer.
And we're going to try to find a real answer to Billy Bob Thornton in that classic movie Armageddon. And blowing up an asteroid is not one of them. It's not such a good idea because you just create a whole bunch of new asteroids heading to the Earth to wreak damage and havoc there, too. Do you have a better idea? The Move On Asteroid Competition asked that question of students and young professionals. They were to submit their plan for dealing with an asteroid or another object that's on a collision course with Earth. And my guest is this year's winner of the competition, organized by the Space Generation Advisory Council. She really has an imaginative solution to the problem. Allison Gibbons is a PhD student at the Advanced Space Concept Lab at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, Scotland. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
you found a way of creating, not blowing up, but creating and injecting a swarm of nanoparticles at it? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the concept's called Smart Allowed, and it's effectively a large cloud of small particles that are very low mass but high velocity. So think of it much like hundreds and thousands of marbles on the collision course with the asteroid. And each particle, in this case marble, would individually impact the asteroid, creating an impulse and subsequent change of momentum. And it's that sort of individual impulse which is acted on a cumulative and over a large time span would push the asteroid away from its sort of initially impacting trajectory, and ultimately it deviated away from Earth. So that's the initial concept.
You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, talking with Allison Gibbons. So are these particles, is this cloud actually made of marble-sized objects, and are they intelligent, or are they computerized, or are they just pieces
of
stuff?
For the proposal, we actually considered each particle to be a small spacecraft on a chip approach. So if you think of hundreds and thousands of microgram pennies, basically, that's sort of the size. And they'd all fly in sort of relative formation to each other. They have a degree of sort of active control and operations so that they can control their orientation in space. And then when they impact the asteroid, they kind of impact it en masse.
So you gently shove it with this cloud that engulfs it. Wow. And how practical is this? And how fast could we do this? Have you simulated this in the computer?
Yeah, the idea has been simulated and compared against other techniques out there, such as sort of kinematic impactors and low thrust tugs. And it seems to be a feasible technique in terms of how much deflection and deflection rates you would get and how much you could effectively push the asteroid. In terms of the spacecraft on a chip approach to each of the particles within the cloud, that's based on technologies from the US at the University of Cornell, and the first sort of spacecraft on a chip approach to space satellite design and structured design is being tested sort of early next year. So It's based on kind of near-ish technologies.
Would these spacecraft on a chip, these tiny little chips, be communicating with each other?
They would know where each other are in space. They wouldn't actually communicate with each other directly, but they would be aware of each other. So they could kind of orientate themselves in a global sort of way.
So they could stay as a cloud?
Yeah, they could stay in a cloud and they could maintain their shape and sort of formation as they impact the asteroid, well, before impact.
So there would be a space vehicle that goes up close to the asteroid, releases this cloud of computers on a chip, and then it would have to get out of the way itself so it doesn't impact the asteroid, right?
Yes, yeah. Ideally, we would have initially the spacecraft, so the spacecraft that carries all these hundreds and thousands of small particle spacecraft, would enter a collision course with the asteroid. It will then release this big swarm of clouds, and then it would veer off away from its sort of collision course so we can monitor the formation of the cloud and assess that the impact's been successful.
So what kind of reaction have you got people interested in building this?
Well, it's a new concept. It's going to be presented at the International Astronautics Congress and at the SGAC Congress. So it's got quite a lot of interest. The sort of the community of asteroid impacts and sort of mitigation technologies is fairly smallish, but it's growing. So we have a lot of interest, sort of internationally as well. So it is one of these sort of emerging areas.
How did you get interested in this?
Oh, well, I've always been a bit of a space geek, so I think space and exploration have really sparked my imagination, and I initially got involved with sort of asteroid impacts and mitigation through my PhD initially, and just sort of through my PhD research, and this is something that just sort of spun off it.
Well, it's good that you're interested, because there's not a lot of money going into this research,
no,
is there?
There isn't, and considering it's such a, you know, if an asteroid was to impact the Earth, it would be such a global endeavor, and it would affect, you know, the whole of humanity. The amount of funding is sort of low.
Do you think it's just a matter of time before another one hits us?
Definitely. I mean, the most sort of publicized case of a near-Earth asteroid is asteroid 99942 Apophis, and that has what scientists and engineers consider a non-negligible impact risk of an Earth collision occurring in 2039. Now, that's subject to, you know, complex orbital mechanics and dynamics, but it's still there, and it will be a good sort of eye-opener to the kind of community, both sort of academic, industry, and government, to the fact that just because you can't see asteroids, you know, they're here, they are a presence in our solar system.
And we've been hit before, very famously.
Definitely, yeah.
Thank you very much, Allison. And good luck to you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Allison Gibbings is a PhD student at the Advanced Space Concepts Laboratory at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, Scotland. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Leshu Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Neil Rausch is our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. And if you missed any part of the program, go to iTunes. Subscribe to our podcasts, audio and video. You can download them, and also you can continue talking, tweeting all week at SciFry, at SCIFRI, and join our growing social community on our website at Science Friday and also on Facebook/SciFry. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.